The other witch was choosing the controlling spirits over the Bronx and New York City. He had judges, congressmen, police officers, military people in his coven. John Ramirez, and he's written some books, and he's also on YouTube. And just listen to him talk to explain the things that he did, because he was astral projecting and doing all kinds of things, but there were places that were off limits to him. He didn't understand that. He thought, wait, I've got all this power. Satan is all powerful. Why can't I do that? He spoke with Satan every night. Satan came down into his room, and they sat like father and son and talked. John Ramirez was longing for a father. He didn't have one. His father died, who was also a brujo. And he longed for the love of a father, and Satan filled that need by pretending to be a loving father. And he came down in physical form like a man and spoke with John every night, and they planned things together. He was given assignments, and he was being groomed for the upper echelon of witchcraft in the world. And you can read their testimonies, and they'll tell you what the end of the road is with Satan. It is not what you think it is. And these are men who speak the truth, and you will bear witness to the truth when you hear them, that they're real and that their conversions are real. God delivered them and brought happiness into their life and gave them a purpose. So James Kowalia from Uganda and John Ramirez from New York City. So I'm sharing this with you guys because I care. I really do care. And some of you were chosen by God to be prophets of God, to be healers, and to be prophets. But because things didn't go well for you, and you were so deeply injured, you chose witchcraft, you chose Satan. But I want to tell you, God can do so much more for you, and you'll be happy with the outcome. And if you think that Satan's home is some luxury palace with prostitutes everywhere and all you want of all the drugs, think again. It is fire. And he will be thrown into the fire at the end of time. But he's going to be locked up for 1,000 years after the Lord comes. And no one on earth will be affected by demons anymore during the 1,000-year reign of Christ. And then at the end, Satan will be let out, and people will go back into darkness, some people, and they will all end up in the lake of fire for eternity. The Lord will fully purge the earth, and every chromosome of evil will be excluded from earth. And you'll have the chance of your life to do whatever you want with your life, the things that you love, that you've never been able to do, you've dreamt about, all of that will become reality for you. I'm praying for you guys. God bless you. I hope this helps you make a choice. I hope this pulls you out of the place you're in so that you can see clearly where it's headed. I'm praying for you, and the community is praying for you.